Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Barbecue Bob, it's all about chicken, but eventually we'll get to that in the show.
I know. I hope so.
Yeah.
But, did I tell you I'm hungry?
Right. But right now, on the live line, our longtime sponsor, Al and Bob Sports, and on 68th Street in
the very first sponsor we ever had.
That's right.
And still with us.
And yeah, very, very loyal.
Nine years, I think it's coming up on in September. Is it 10?
10 will be 10 years in September. Right.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So anyway, on the live line,
it is Luke Murphy from Al and Bob's.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, of course. So Merle tells me you're quite the fisherman.
Yeah, that's about all I do. I either sit here and buy fishing stuff for the store or I go fishing. That's all I do.
Well, first let's talk about what's on sale and when the sale is, because basically what we want people to know is you got a bunch of deals coming up in a couple days next week, and I think, you know, people love to save money. I do.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves to save money, and we got a pretty cool sale coming up August 22nd through the 25th. It's a Thursday through a Sunday. And we'll have kind of two little sales going on. We'll have a tent outside the store that's going to be running a Dutch auction. So we're going to be selling a bunch of clearance items and then a bunch of new cool items that we got that we just have a little bit too much in stock for. So that weekend, you're going to be able to get some good deals in the tent where we're going to price items on day one. We're going to color code them. So they'll be pretty cheap as is at the start. And then every day, they're going to get marked down even further. So you can kind of play the risk game of you see a product that you like and you might want to come back the next day and it might be even cheaper or it might be gone. So Sunday we'll have the best deals, but we'll have the least amount of stock out there in the tent.
Makes sense. That's kind of a cool way to do it. So you're got a little risk and reward going on. That's cool. Yeah.
That starts Thursday. Awesome.
Yep. Starts Thursday morning when we open at 9, and then it runs till we close Sunday at 6:00.
So here's what Jop and I have probably always appreciated about your business. For 10 years at least, you've been sponsoring us, but for 20 years before that, I've been shopping there and didn't know nearly as much about you. But your store always has people with a lot of depth. Like, how many fishing tournaments have you been in?
Well, this year I fished two or three weeknighters a week, and then I fished one every weekend since about February or so, because I travel out of state.
Holy cow.
So in your lifetime, how many, and you're not very old, how many tournaments you guess?
Hundreds, a couple hundred, wow. Including the weeknight ones.
And see, so there's my point is, you can go into a store, and let's say you want to get into bass fishing, but you don't know that much about it, and you run into Luke.
Right.
Like, how lucky are you? Because that's just free information. All then he's got to do is point you out and say, okay, I would try this, this, and this.
And how do you know, Luke? Because you do it, right?
Yeah, I fish a lot. I mean, even this weekend, I fished St. Clair last weekend, and then there's apparently a high school tournament going on over there this weekend. So we had a bunch of kids in here, and I was able to kind of help them, basically showed them exactly what I did to catch fish a few weeks ago. So we got a lot of kids in here and a lot of older guys that have fished everywhere in this state. So if you come in here and name a lake that you're going to, odds are one of us has been there.
That's crazy. And there's 11,000 lakes here, so that's pretty good.
Al and Bob's a big place, but not that big. But the depth of the guys that are there, it's a so Luke, give us your top two or three tips. If a guy's going to a lake that he doesn't know and he wants to go bass fishing, what are you looking for?
So this time of year, it's getting a little slower, but basically going to a brand new lake, I just look at what looks good to me, points, flats. Usually you can get, if you're out there in a boat, you can try and find some grass or a kayak, some vegetation. And easiest way to go out there and fish and catch a fish is to throw a Senko. Everyone knows about like the Gary Yamamoto Senko. This time of year, it's getting a little weedy. You can probably Texas rig it. And just fish, just put like, just cover as much water as you can until you find something that you like. And then usually where you find one fish, there's a lot of them. So you can kind of slow down.
What's Texas rigget?
Texas rigget. So it's basically when you're going to take they call it an EWG style hook. And it's like a plastic worm, the Senko, and you'll put the hook through it, pull it out, and then you'll end up burying the hook point back into the
meat of the worm.
Okay. That you can pull it through the grass without
snagging. Sure.
Catching up on it.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that was.
Yeah, but when the fish bites at that point, comes out of that plastic bait and buries into their mouth, and you got fish on, baby.
When I grew up, that was the Muskegon River method.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, yeah. That's not tournament
but
talk.
That probably flows down to Texas anyway.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, it's from Texas to Canada. It catches a fish everywhere.
Right.
And so, a few illegals.
So you use predominantly artificial bait, right?
Yep, artificial, all 100% of the time.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to maneuver and cleaner and quicker.
And Pete is not so hard on you for killing all those worms. Luke, Luke Murphy, Alan Bob Sports, appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit of knowledge with us. Get down there. If you don't know where Alan Bob's is, it's in the Millbrook Tack Center now. What's it called, Millbrook?
Yep, Millbrook Tack.
Millbrook Tack, okay.
Yep.
I thought there was something else.
Yep, on 131 and 68th Street exit, you'll see it.
Yeah.
It's right behind the gas station. You can't miss it. Big building.
Yeah, it's huge, and you'll see all the horse trailers and all the stuff lined up along the freeway, and it's a big center. I'm amazed at the selection of cowboy gear in that store.
Right.
I mean, my goodness. There must be, I don't know, 600 different styles of cowboy boots.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Yeah.
Anyway. Smells good. It smells like leather.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right.
Cool, buddy. All right, Luke, thanks so much for joining us. Luke Murphy.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Right. This youngster is full of knowledge, buddy. Let me tell
you. Yeah, well, if he's fishing a couple hundred tournaments in his life.
Yeah, I think he's like 23.
Yeah, he's been there, done it. Well, yeah, self-proclaimed. It's all I do. Well, good.
So since it's a chicken show, how about we talk a little bah!
All right, little chicken?
Proper kebabs, chicken kebabs. I have screwed those up for years, and I think a lot of people have. My point to anybody is, for one thing, you got to be really careful if you're doing a teriyaki style because the sugar in it's going to make it stick and burn. But what I like to do is just an oil vinegar base. So, again, your cheap Italian zesty. But I'm going to marinate some boneless, skinless chicken thighs. I'm going to cut them up into kebab-sized pieces. And I'm going to use thigh meat because if you use breast meat, it'll not only dry out, but it'll stick to the grates.
Right. I've got a comment on that is that it's not crucial, but I'm going to say very important that you cut the pieces of chicken as close to the same size as you can. Because if you get big ones and little ones, the big ones aren't going to get done, the thick ones, little ones will dry out.
That's a great point.
Right. And so if you can,
look at you.
Look at that piece of thigh meat, and it's skinless, boneless, and cut it into equal proportions before you put it on that skewer, right? But and I want to talk a little bit more because I got a wedding I'm catering in a couple weeks. Down in Charlotte, one of my real good buddies, his son's getting married, and I want to talk about how long we should marinate it and in what. If you were serving, I got 120 people coming to a reception, and I'm going to be bringing down chicken and pulled pork.
But you're not doing boneless thighs.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am. Yep.
I thought they had a specific request.
Nope.
Okay.
It's skinless, boneless thighs is what I'm going to do.
What kind of flavor do you want to give them?
Well, let's talk about that in the next segment.
Okay.
Because coming up in the next, we're going to continue this little journey down the culinary expertise of the Yardbird. Stick with us. We'll be back.